Okay, we're learning Chagiga Daf Tes. We're going to pick it up with the Mishnah, four lines from the top. Says the Mishnah, Mishalo Chag B'Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. Person who bring their Chagig, I'm sorry, the Shlomim on the first day of Sukkot. Chogig Eskol HaRegel. You could do it and bring it the remaining days of the Yom Tov. V'Yom Tov HaAcharon Shel Chag. And on the last day, which is like the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres, right? Over haregel velo chag, if you brought the whole time, you need the yom to pass, you didn't bring the korban, ein chayav achriuso, so you don't have to bring it anymore. Azen nemar, on this it says ma'uvas lo yuchal liskon, it's a something that's crooked that won't be made straight, vechestron lo yuchal lihimonos, and it's something that's missing that'll never ever be able to be counted. That's a pasuk in Koheles. The Rambam in Hilchos Chagiga, over here at the beginning, Perek Aleph, brings us down. Mishlo hikriv b'yom tov harishon olas re'iyaso v'shalmei chagigoso harezeh makrivin b'shar yamos haregel sh'nemar shivas yom tachog l'ashem melamin shekulan ru'uyin l'chagiga v'chulan tashlumi rishon heim, that they're a tashlum, which is more we're going to talk about today, for the missing day. Halacha vav avar haregel v'lo chag ein chay becher yuso al zeh ki yozev donema uvas lo yuchal liskon. So I quote to our Mishnah verbatim. Then the Mishnah continues. Rishim v'Menasi omer ezem uvas sheina yuchal liskon. What's an example of something that's crooked that can't be made straight? Zeh habal erva v'holi mimenu mamzer. The person who has relations with a woman's forbidden. And then a mamzer is born as a result of that. So the din is that someone is also on deraisa level. So if you have relations, then well, there's a chi of karis. So then the child's a mamzer. The only one exception to that is for a woman who's a nida. So it's still there's karis, but it's not vlad mamzer. So not the achron to have a discussion if it's yaharag val yavor. In such a case, is haba hatalia. There's a I think. Minchas Chinuch weighs in on this, the Avnei Nezer, and others. But the law is like this, that a mamzer could only marry a nether mamzeres, or a ger, or the opposite, a female mamzeres, because she could only marry a mamzer or a ger. The Gemara is going to discuss, does it make a difference whether they had a child or not? But we'll see at the end of today's daf. Im tomar begoniv vegoizel, right? If you're going to say, it's talking about someone who's stealing, Or robbing, right? So then Yochuhu Hachziro Lesvisakin, they could just give it back and it would be completed. Returned, I should say. Rabbi Shimon and Yochai Omer, Ein Korin Ma'uvas Elami Shahaya Mesukan Betechiloso Venis Aves. Right, someone who was straight beforehand and then comes crooked. Eza, what's an example? That's a Talmud Chacham Sheparish Min HaTorah. That a Talmud Chacham is someone who has once been straight, and now he's left it. Now he's crooked. So in the Mishnah, you have three pshatim in this pasuk of ma'uvas lo yuchal liskon. It's someone who brings the korban, or it's someone who had relations with someone and created a mamzer, or it's someone who has left learning. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Minohani mili, right? Working on this is the case that if you didn't bring your korbanos, that you could still bring it on the eighth day. So Omer Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yishmaya Nemer Atzeres B'Shvi Shal Pesach V'Nemer Atzeres B'Shvini Shal Chag. It's a Gezeres Shava. You have Atzeres written both by Pesach and by Sukkos. Malahalan L'Tashlumin. So just like over there by Pesach that you have the 7 days of Tashlumen for the first, so Afkan, so to hear the Tashlumen, so too on the eighth day is going to be on Sukkot, will be that. So where it says Mufne, it must be that you had it open, that it was superfluous, right? In both cases, the Ilav Mufne, because if it had not been, then we could slug it up. Ikle Mifrach, I could ask you a kasha like this follows: Malashvi Shal Pesach, what's true? What's unique about Shvi Shal Pesach? Shekein Eina Cholik Mishlefonov. It's not. Chalak here would mean like separated distance. It's an extension. It's a continuation of the previous days. So that's what's the unique attribute by Korban by Pesach. Tomer b'shemini shel chag shecholak milafonav. You want to learn out from there. This gezer shavat teres aseretz. But there's a difference conceptually. They're different. Pesach it's a hemshech. The seventh day is connected to the previous. But shemini atzeres is not regel b'fnei atzmo. right? So it's not true. Not true. It certainly is going to be free. Afnu yemufne. It's open to darshan. Michtis. Let's see. My atzeres. What does it mean? What does the word atzeres mean? Like stop, right? Atzur basias malacha. You should stop. You're doing your prohibited malacha. Aksiv los asa malacha. But I already have a different pasuk says you shouldn't do malacha. So therefore, I don't need it. Atzeres over here. Atzeres to cost of Rachman Olam. At least then why Taka did the Torah write the word Atzeres again? El Shema Mino Lafnuye. So you see from here that it's open because it's not teaching me anything new. So it's Lechor, it's superfluous. And therefore, I can use it to make this Gezeirah Shava of Atzeres Atzeres from connecting Sukkos and Pesach. V'tana Ma'isilo Mehacha. Right? One Tana learns it out from here. Right? Titania, we learned in a Braisa. V'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem shivas yomim. You should keep this as a yomtha for Hashem for 7 days. Yochol l'havmin, I would think, yehei chogeg v'holech kol shiva. You thought that you bring this all 7 days? No, Talmud Lomer, oso. So oso is like a miyat. It. That's what you do. Oso atachogeg, that's what you bring the korban. V'i atachogeg kol shiva. But you don't have to bring it all 7 days. So then, in Cain, if that's true, I don't have to bring it every single day because I have also limits it. Lamanem are Shiva. So what's the reason now why the Torah says the word Shiva for you have 7 days? Litash Lumen comes to bring it that I can make it up, that I have a replacement. If I fail to bring it on the first day, I have the Tash Lumen for all seven, and that's learned out from the extra word Shiva. Uminayin, and how do I know? Says the Gemara, She'im lo chag yom tov rishon shel chag, shechogig v'holeich es kol haregel v'yom tov acharon. Right? I have the whole day up to the last day of Sukkos, right? Shmi Atzeres, the Talmud Loimer, b'chodesh hashvi tachogu oso. You should do it in the 7th month. So that sounds like even after the 7 days are over. If I only had it said Chodesh Hashvi, the 7th month, Yochol my Havmin would be Yehei Chogeg V'Holeich Chodesh Kulo, the whole month, right? Talmud Loimer, no. Oh, so that's what the Miyad is. Oh, so comes limit. Oh, so Atachogeg V'Atachogeg Chutzolo. On any day that's a Yom Tov that you could do it, but you can't, you know, celebrate. You can't be Makav the Korban on any one of these. It's not part of the actual Yom Tovim. Okay, so now actually we're going to get back to something that we had hinted at the beginning. It came up back on Daf Beis. So now we're going to actually learn the sugya on Daf Tes here about what exactly is the nature of Tashlumen. Okay, when the Mishnayos listed off, you know, who was potter from the Korbanos, so we started in it, we touched upon it, but here it is, here's the actual sugya. My Tashlumen. What does it mean when we say makeup, right? The Mishnah, the Braisa said you could do Tashlumen. So Machloikas, Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Tashlumen L'Rishon. The way Rabbi Yochanan understands that the Chiv kicks in on the first day, and if I don't bring it on the first day, so day two is a makeup for day one. Day three is a makeup for day one. Day four is a makeup for day one, etc. Every day is Tashlumen L'Rishon. Rabbi Oshia Omer, Omar, he says differently. Tashlumen ze la ze. He says each day is a makeup for the next day. So if I miss day one, so two is a new chiyuv, so then that's a chiyuv. And then three would make it up for two, and four would make it up for three, right? Each day generates a new chiyuv. Well, in other words, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the chiyuv is only on day one, and I have all the other days of tashlumen as a makeup for that. Rabbi Oshia says no, that it's really each day is its own. How's the Rambam Paskin? Chagiga Perak Aleph. Vav? Is that? No, I'm sorry. That's not what I want to do. It's Beis. That was... Mi shehaya chigo sum b'yom rishon v'nisrap b'sheni potter min ha-re'iya v'min ha-chagiga shebyom chavosu hu haya potter shekoy mos ha-chag tashlumen rishon hein kimo shivarnu. So he paskins like the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that every day is a tashlumen for day one. So as I'm going to explain right now, the nafmi is going to be if you were not chayav on day one and you became chayav subsequently later on throughout a chol moed, would you have to bring the korban or not? So let's go. My Benai, right? Maybe you should have read this before the Rambam, but okay, no. My Benai, what's the practical halachic difference between Rav Yochanan and Rav Yoshe? Rav Zera, Chiga b'yom rishon v'nispashe b'yom sheni, ik Benaihu. The nafkamina is, if you were a chiger, you were lame, limping on the first day, and then you got healed on day two. 3, 4, etc. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tashlumin L'Rishon. You were never Chayev on day one, so these days do not generate a Chiyuv of Tashlumin. Kev and Lochazi B'Rishon. You weren't able to bring it on the first day. Lochazi B'Sheni. So then you don't do it on the second day either. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Oshi Amar, no. Tashlumin Zelazet. Each day makes up for the one. Afagav Lav Chazi B'Rishon. Even though originally you weren't Chayev, Chazi B'Sheni. Now you are Chayev and now you do bring the Korban. Good. Now I was going to question Rabbi Yochanan. Umiyom Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? So the background to understand the kasha is coming from the... We have to review the dinim of a nazir. So a nazir is not allowed to become Tomei Lemeis, right? Doesn't drink wine, doesn't get a haircut. But what would be the din if he did become Tomei, right? He touched it. So he has to go through 7 days of Tahara, and then he has to bring Korbanos, and he starts counting all over again. So, you know, let's say we know that Stam Nazir is the Shloshim Yom, so he's counting his 30 days, and then day number 22, he became Tamei, so he has to stop, count 7 days, and then he starts all over, and counts 1 to 30 all over again. So he shaves all his head, that's day 7, and then on day 8, he starts counting all over again. Right, but what would be if he became Tommy a second time on the eighth day? Meaning, he already became Tommy the first time, so that if he became Tommy a second time, he has to bring two sets of korbanos, right? Because the second time he became Tommy, that was at a time when he could have already started counting the days of his Naziris all over again. So now there's a machlokas amarayim about what that is. Umi amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, Rabbi Yochanan really say this, but amar Chizkiya said pshat like this, nitma bayom mevi. If a nazir became tamei on the eighth day, he brings his second set of korbanos. Belaila, but if he became tamei the second time at the night time, eino mevi, he does not bring it. Even though 7 days have already passed, you didn't have the opportunity yet to bring the korban. And so therefore it's ki'il like the 7 days weren't complete, so therefore you only bring one set of korbanos, even though this nazir guy became tamei two times. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af Belaila Nami Mevi. Rabbi Yochanan, no. Even if our friend, the Nazir, became Tamei on the night when the eighth one begins, he still brings the second set. So what do you see from here? That you see Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Nazir, this Nazir guy could even start counting again, even though technically you can't bring Korbanos at night, right? But this shows, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even when you're incapable of bringing the Korban, the Chiv's there. Oh, so now to hear a case of a chiger, the guy who was lame, right? So his chiv to bring the korban, in theory would apply on the first day also. So he should have to bring the korbanos at a later day. So Amrav Yirmiya, shiny tuma. No, this case of tuma is different. Why? Deyesh l'tashlum b'pesach sheni. Because you get a second chance by you have a second korban, right? And therefore, this is a different type of concept. You can't bring me a rye over here. Maskif lo Rav Papa. Hanich lemanda Omar. This works according to lemanda Omar. Rashi says it's a machloikis. Plugtahi, Mesechis, Psochim, Perak, Mishahayim, Tomei, Tzadi Gimel. Okay. Rav Papa. Hanich lemanda Omar Pesach Sheni is Tashlum l'rishon hu, that it's really a Tashlumin. El Lamanda Omer Sheni Rega Bifnei Atzmohu Ma'ik Lameimer. But if you hold that Pesach Sheni is a separate Yomtov for those people who couldn't bring Korban Pesach in the right time, so what are you going to say? Because Rabbi Yochanan's answer here doesn't apply. So it's unclear what Rabbi Yochanan would really hold, you know, if you couldn't bring on the first day. How do we pass in this? So let's see the Rambam. Rambam Hilchas Pesach, Korban Pesach. Rambam is Perek Hey Halacha Aleph. Says the Rambam, Misha haya tamei b'shas shchitas ha-pesach, she'ein shoichdin olav. He's tamei, so they can't be included. O shahaya b'derech rechokor, he's too far away. O denas ba'ones acher, it was an unavoidable ones. O sheshogeg v'lo hikriv b'rishon, you bring on the first Nisan, Pesach. Hareze shochet pesach ba'arba osu shel chodesh ha-sheni. So he brings the Korban Pesach, Shchitas Pesach Zeh, here it is, Mitzvahs Ase Bifnei Atzmo, V'doiches HaShabbos. It's a mitzvah by itself, it's its own unique Yom Tov, She'ein HaSheni Tashlumin L'Rishon, Ela Regu Bifnei Atzmo, Lefikach Chayv Malov Koris. So the Rambam clearly weighs in on this, and he holds in that machloik is that it's not the Tashlumin, it's its own day. So it continues down the Gemara, the top of Testament Beis, Amar of Ella, Amar of Papa, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan, Laila Eina Mechusar Zman. Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's not, the time hasn't yet come. You can't bring Korbanos at night, right? But the day itself is here, right? So he's gone through his period of his Tahara process, right? Someone asks, "Umi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hachi? Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this svara that night is not considered to be part of the time hasn't arrived?" Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ro Achas Belaila Ushtayim Beyom Mevi. Okay, this is talking about a zov who has seen multiple reis. So let's do the Rambams first. Let's do the Rambams over here. Right, Rambam is here in Chusre Kapara. Perigimah, Gval, how often do you get a chance to look up Rambams in Mechusa Kapara? What a geshmak, the Daf HaShavua. Ko re'iya shehu shehi soseres eina mevi le'korban. Keitzad, rosh de re'iyos bilvad. This man saw two re'iyos. This is not keri, this is zov. This is a different type of substance that he had in the mission. Ve'hifsik yon, o yomayim. And there was a break between 1 or 2 days. Harehu moine shivas yemei nik. And within his Shiva Nakim he saw again. Okay, so it doesn't combine with the other ones because there was a break. It starts all over again. You saw three, one after the other. On the same day. These are Soser, they're destroying the days he's counting. If he saw, this is the point, if he saw three times on the night of the eighth, he does bring a korban. She'ein re'iyos eila soisrim. These do not soisr it. Bamedavar, when it was applied, bezov bal shtei re'iyos, above two times. Aval zov bal shlosh, shirosh shlosh re'iyos b'layla shemini. He had seen three times already, now he sees three times on the night of the eighth. She'achar shivas yimei nekim. He already had a shiva nekim. Eina mevi korban sheni al shlosh elu. He does not bring a second korban on these three times. Ela korban echad al shlosh rishonos. Just one korban on the three that he's seen originally. She'af al pi she'ein shlosh achronos soseres. Even though they're not going to be soseret. Hare lo yotza zman shiroi le korban. Lo yotza lizman shiroi lekorban. That's the Rambam. V'halay lemechusar zmanhu lechol chutz lechol. Right, because Laila is not is mechusar zman, with the exception of yoledes shepila b'alal echad. Okay, that's a different case. Shmonim shehayim evi korban sheni k'mosh varna. Fine. V'davar zeh mipi hakabola. So that's how we learn out. So the Gemara says like this: Shtayim b'layla achas v'yom. If he saw two times at night and one time in the day, ain't a mevi. He does not bring a korban, because at night he couldn't bring the korbanos due to his curtain status, right? So without those two new times, he wouldn't be resolved again. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan holds that the night is not mechusar zman, then even in a case where he saw two times at night and then one in the day, he should have to bring a new set of korbanos, because he already reached the zman from his previous from the previous korbanos, and now he has a new re'iyah. So you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds that night is considered part of a time when the date when the time hasn't arrived. Mechusar zman. Ki ka'om Rabbi Yochanan. My answer is no. When Rabbi Yochanan said this, the divrei ha'omer laila mechusar zman. He spoke according to that opinion, right? The divrei ha'omer pshita. Well, okay, according to that, that's obvious. Shtayim b'yom v'achas v'layla itzturcholei. No, the chiddush was in the case to Zov, who saw two times during the day and one time at night. Salkadai techamina ke'at kafta the Reb Shisha b'rei the Reb Idi, because he had such a strong kasha. Where it says increases, Rashi brings it. The Aski Bakrisis al this is Rashi al Hatam Shinosun Rabbi Yosef al Hadavr Kimoshi Pirashti Lamala Tated Ahab Re'ir Rishona Shalkol Hazavim Kari Ba'al Mahu V'chi Hador Chazi Tarte Mitzarfim Behadayu Chinami Loshana. Okay, fine. I'll just speak that out. That Over there, the Gemara says there's no reason to make a chilek between a zav seeing one or two times at night. So kamash velon. What do you learn over here? Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us. Kireb Yosi. He holds the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that only the first time that he sees that makes him tummy like a balkari. He's not yet have the status of a zav. So it comes out there is a chilek. There's a difference between a person who saw one at night and a person who saw two. That's the chiddush over there. Okay, fine. The last point is now about what something that's crooked. Said the Mishnah, "Over harega velo chag, eino chay ba'achriyuso." Al zed nemar uvas lo yuchol liskon v'chesun lo yuchol lihimanos. So you have the song, you have the niggin, right? Try not to sing. Omale barhehe lehillo. Yeshiva Boys Choir, someone. Rabbi Simon used to chap. He say, "You boys don't know this. You don't know this Mishnah. They didn't make a song out of it yet. But if they would make a song out of it, then you would know. You would know this Mishnah." So this is Gemara here in Chagiga Testament Beis. Omrele bar hey hey lehillel. Hi lehimanos lehimalos mi boyle. What does it mean to be numbered? Should she be filled? This is when someone whose friends might reach an agreement to go do something, a mitzvah, and you don't join them. So you didn't. You're not part of them, right? Rashi says, "Limalos mi boyle eitzel chesaron noifelosh and miloi." When something's lacking, then you can shaykh to talk about filling it up. Shechoser mitzvah achas you're missing v'lo yismalu od chesun ze she mi shechoser. You're lacking. So shimnuhu chaver ledvar mitzvah sheomru lo. Your friend says to you, says Rashi, bo imanu, come with us. Velo holach, and you didn't go. Nimso comes out now. Shechoser atzmo me osu minyan. You're not part of that counting. Lo yuchal imanus. You won't be able to count. Oh, but osu minyan shekavar osu es a mitzvah. They did it already, and you're out. You missed your opportunity. That's the idea over here. So tanya mihoch. We have a support for this in the Braisa, Mu'uvas lo yuchaliskon ze shebitel kriyashma shel shachris. This is someone who didn't say shema in the morning, a kriyashma shel arvis. Oh, shebitel tefillah shel shachris, oh tefillah shel arvis. That's someone who didn't say shema in the morning at night, and someone who didn't daven in the morning or at night. The cheswan lo yuchal imanos, and something that's missing that won't be able to count it, ze shenimna chaver ledvar mitzvah, hu lo yinimna imohim. When your friends want you to do a mitzvah and you didn't go. Omrele barhehe lehillel. So barhehe, the Mefarshim point out, was a ger, right? That's the pshat in his name, barhehe, the son of the hehe, the son of the people who had hehs out of the name. Avram became Avraham, Sarai became Sarah. So Avram and Sarah had a hey name added to their names, and so too. So barhehe is like a person who's a convert. Right, we have at the end of Pirkei Avos in Perikhei, Lefum Tzara Agra, according to the difficulty is the reward. So that works very nicely with what he's saying over here. This idea about Mustama, why aren't you joining your friends when they go to? Because it's a tircha, it's a schlep, I'm tired, I'm lazy, I don't want to go. So that's a chisorim, that's what he's talking about here. Okay, good. Omele barhei hei lehillel mai dechsiv v'yishavtim reisim ben sadik l'rosha ben oivid elokim l'asher lo avado. What's the meaning? It says that you'll tell the difference between a tzaddik, a righteous person, a rosh, an evil person, the one who serves Hashem, and the one who doesn't serve Him. Haina tzaddik, haina oved elokim. Right? It's the same thing. You're the righteous ones, the ones who serve Him. Haina rosh, haina asher lo avado. And the one who rosh, the one who's not serving Hashem. So amalei, avdo, the one who's serving Him, v'lo avdo, tarvaihu tzaddiki gemiri ninhu. These are both tzaddikim. Aye, what's the difference? V'ein edome shona pirko mea pamim v'shona pirko mea ve'echod. But there's no comparison between a person who reviews their learning 100 times and a person who reviews their learning 101 times. So, two beautiful vortlach on this. One from the Olam HaYeshivas and one from the Chassidish Olam. So we'll start with the Gra from the Olam HaYeshivas. So apparently the story is brought down that the Gra had a childhood friend, and they knew each other, and they were learning. And then later on, the Gra advanced to his unfathomable levels of learning, and his friend asked him, What made you different than the rest of us? So he quoted this Gemara, right? And he says, you know, Ein Adom Mishona Pirko Mea Pami Mishona Pirko Mea Ve'echad. So he said, did you believe? Did you believe the Rebbe or whatever? Did you believe in that Gemara when you learned it? So this man says, yeah. So the Gemara says, I didn't. I wanted to see for myself. Meaning I chazered 101 times, right? To see the difference between if I chazered only 100 times versus I chazered 101 times. So that's how the Vilna Gaon became the Vilna Gaon. That's from the Gra. And the Baal Shem Tov has a different pshat. The Baal Shem Tov says a type like this. There's no difference between someone who's just learning 100 times, Lishona Pirko Mea Ve'echad, with the Echad, with the Ribono Shel Olam. When you're learning 100 times, but you're learning with Hashem, that's the Ve'echad. You have the Hashem Echad with you. You understand that you're learning a godly wisdom when you're Osek in Torah. In other words, this is different for it than the Gra. This is saying you're still learning 100 times, but the way you're learning 100 times, you're learning with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person could be learning something like a secular study, getting facts, and you know, becoming an encyclopedia, and becoming a walkling, and the people who could, we have stories of it. People that they're experts. They knew Gemara, Rashi, Tosis. They weren't from, but they had such a bakias. So that's what I was talking about. That there's an idea that of learning with the Echad, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Amalei, Barhei says to him, Umishum chad zimna kari le lo avadu. What, that's it? Because of one time? Come on, the guy learned 100 times. But he didn't learn 100 once. That's not called serving Hashem. So Amalei, he says, yeah, you're right. Say lamad mishuk shel chamorim. Go look and see the donkey drivers. Asara parse, if you want to go 10 parsel, you want to go 10 parsel as a distance, that costs bezuza, that's one zuz. Chadasar parse, if you want to go 11, just one more, betray zuzi. Already, they charge you twice for that. So the Tanya quotes this Gemara as well. The Tanya, the Halakha Baal HaTanya tells us that this idea is about pushing oneself and going out of your comfort zone. That in those days, the standard, the default value was to review 100 times. But a person who transcends their natural status, their teva, their inclinations, and pushes and breaks that and goes one more, that's a chiddush. That goes beyond. And then the commentaries on the Tanya explain why Bedavki was brought up from this inyan of Asara Parse, that the number 10 here is corresponding to 10 faculties of the soul, the three intellectual faculties and the 7 emotional faculties. There's a tremendous amount of depth to it, but in Tanya, Ayin Sham Batim Sanachas. Continues the Gemara, Omrle, Eliyahu, Levarhehe, Eliyahu Novi, says the Barhehe, V'armi law, the Rebbe Elazar. Some say he was saying to Rebbe Elazar, Ma'idich, see, what is it? Hine Tzeraf Ticha V'lo B'chesef. I've refined you, but not with silver. Bechartiho, I tried you, Bekur Oni, with the furnace of affliction. Oni is like being an Oni, a poor man. So Malamich, Chazar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Al Kol Midos Toivos Litim Yisrael. Hashem looked at all the different good Midos to give to the Klal Yisrael, V'lamotze Elanias. And the best thing he could find for the Klal Yisrael was being poor. That's what it means when people say this popular saying, Yo'o Aniyuso Liyehudoi. How pretty, how appropriate is poverty for the Jewish people? Ki barza sumaka lesusia chivara, like a red stripe on a white horse. You know, if you have a powerful white horse, so that red stripe it accentuates certain things. It brings out the whiteness. So too, the challenge of poverty brings out the purity of the Klal Yisrael. Reb Shimon ben Menasya Omer. Reb Shimon ben Menasya said, "Ezehu mo'uvas lo yuchal iskon." What's the crookedness that cannot be made straight? Right, we darshan the missing meaning, can't be counted. Now the Gemara is going to talk about the other half of the pasuk. Ze ha-bo'al ha-erva v'holi menu mamzer. This is a person who has, what's it called, an erva, he is with a forbidden woman, and they give birth to a mamzer. So when it says, holy in, lo holy lo, what, it's only bad if he actually has a kid, but if not, then he could make it up. Lo holy lo. Hatanya, we learned in a braisa, Rishim ben Menasya, Omer, Gonev Adam. a person steals, Efshar Shiachazir Genevo V'Yiskon, he can return it and fix it. Goizel Adam, when he steals, Efshar Shiachazir Gezela V'Yisakin, he can return the Gezela, and Hashav's right, he can do it. Ava Haba, Ashes Ish V'Asara Labala, but if a man had relations with a married woman, she's now prohibited to remain with her husband. Right, so she's banished from the world. There's no way to fix that, because a married woman who willingly has relations with another man, she's permanently forbidden to live with her husband. Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, ain Omer Bakru Gamal. You know, someone wants to bring an animal, right? If you look at them, see if it's a bal mum. So don't say, let's look at the camel, right? Bakru chazir. Let's look at the pig. These are puzzle already. We know that. Ella bakru tula. We inspect a lamb. So how could you say like this lashon of being crooked? Something that wasn't even good to go with the beginning. Ve'ezeh talmid chacham shepirish min haTorah. This is a talmid chacham who leaves his learning. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Shomer, call talmid chacham shepirish min haTorah. All of a kasuv omer on him says kitzipur nodedes min ha. Min kina, like a bird who wanders away from the kina, from the nest. Kain ish noide min makomo. So as a man who wanders away from his makom, from his place. Pasuk in Mishlei. Omer ma matzu avoseichem ki avil ki rachaku me'alai. What unrighteousness did your ancestors see in me that you've gone away? That's a pasuk in the beginning of Yirmiyah. So. What do you see from here? You know, it indicates that there's a greater punishment for someone who was close to Hashem and then became distant from Him, right? But I'll call upon him. There's a steer over here, because in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon ben Nasi said, is the act of one who has a mamzer, that's what's crooked and can't be made straight. According to Brisa, it comes to anybody who has a a forbidden type of erva, the orayis, regardless of whether or not the child is born out of that action. So lokasha, it's not really a problem. We'll resolve the contradiction. Kan ba'chosu panuya, kan ba'eshes ish. One case, the Mishnah is talking about a case when he had relations with his sister, who's a panuya. So, of course, it's wrong. Of course, it's disgusting. But she's not also to a husband. She doesn't have a husband. But here, in the other case, where the Bryce is talking about what he has with a married woman. So that's irreparable damage. The by same, like a different answer. You ha ba ha ba ishes ish. They're both talking about an ishes ish. Lokasha kan tapi kan ba ones kan ba rotzon. Right. So if it's Baratzon, Rashi says also a baila. So she willingly, agreed to have such a thing. So then she becomes also to her husband. If it's ba'ones, in most cases, I wasn't explaining the difference, but in most cases, she's still allowed to remain married. Be by same ha ha ba'ones. Both cases were an ones. She was raped. Lokasha, but the difference is like this: kan ba'ashes kohen, kan ba'ashes yisrael. For a woman who's an ashes kohen, so even if very tragic case, even if it's ba'ones, so she still is also to her husband. But a woman who's married to a yisrael. A woman who's married to a Yisrael, what? Then what? Then she's allowed to remain married. Liyotze bilaba ein shalom. Right? There's no peace to him. He went out. Omer of cave and sheyotze adam mid dvar halacha, dvar mikra. A person left halacha. Right? That's Mishnah, that's Gemara it's talking about. And now is learning mikra, right? Chumash. Shuv ein lo shalom. He's not going to have any peace anymore, because psukim in the Torah, some is very unclear, and you can't learn halacha directly from them without learning the Mishnayos and the Gemaras as well. Shmuel Omar ze parish mi talmud the Mishnah. This is talking about a person who stops learning Talmud and starts learning Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afile mi talmud le talmud. Even from one who goes from one Talmud Bavli to Talmud Yerushalmi, it's interesting as to which is which. What does Rashi say? Last Rashi for the Mishnah, afil the Talmud, mi Talmud Yerushalmi le Talmud Bavli, right? Shu Omak, it's very deep. Can I mean the Sanhedrin? Omar says, fine, but there is someone in the office. The Tosfos really it's the opposite way, right? That sometimes it's going from the Yerushalmi to the the other going from Bavli into Yerushalmi. Okay, all right. We got up to the Mishnah. We'll pick it up next time here with the Mishnah on Daf Yud.